10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, if you're a property owner, today's show is for you. So stay right here on AM 560. And that's right, don't change that dial. We have a whole lot to learn today. And yes, learn together. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio. And here we are again, Sunday. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Live button right there on our homepage. Well, we're going to learn about land trust today and the difference between a land trust, a living trust, what is probate, how to avoid it, keeping your privacy, which is another big factor, and so much more. And as the saying goes, yes, the devil is in the details and how truthful of a statement that is. My guests today are from a company that is over 100 years old. You want to have a land trust, and they are with Chicago Title Land Trust Company, and that's David Lanciotti. He is Executive Vice President. Welcome, David.
Hey, glad to be here, Sue. Thanks for having us.
And Daniel Halperin, he is the Assistant Vice President, and once again, both with Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
And I also have Attorney Sean Robertson with the Robertson Law Group. Always good to have an attorney in the room, right?
Exactly. Thanks for having us.
Well, I appreciate all of what you guys do and all that I'm going to learn from you today. We're going to start out, David, why don't you tell us what is a land trust?
Yeah, land trust really simply is a way to hold title to your property, your real property. So if you own real estate, the land trust is a form of ownership of that real estate. It's very simple. It provides some benefits on the estate planning side, asset protection side, and privacy, which we'll get into in a little bit. But a very flexible tool for ownership of real estate.
And an important one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, the privacy issue, one of the things, key features of a land trust is it affords you privacy of ownership. People will not know who the owner of the property is. You know, ownership of real estate is public record.
Right.
So when it is in a land trust, it keeps your name off the public record as the owner. In today's internet age, in the information age, we've seen this advantage become more and more popular. People don't want other people to know what they own, how much they paid for a house, and what their mortgage is on it. And believe it or not, all you got to do is go to the county recorder deeds office and you can look up that information. So a number of things, but the way the senior citizen market really benefits from the land trust as an estate planning device quite frequently. So we were going to talk a little bit about that today.
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, what about the difference between a land trust and a living trust?
Well, Dan can tell you a little bit about that. Different feature, though, is that the land trust is for real estate. A living trust is for real estate and other assets.
Right.
Sure. Thanks, David. One of the main differences is in a Chicago Title land trust, you have an institutional trustee. So you have this large company, Chicago Title, or a subsidiary of a Fortune 500 company in your corner. That's one of the main differences. And I want to kick this over to Sean, too, because he's in private practice, and he's offering both solutions, and he has some thoughts as well as to why land trusts are appropriate in many situations.
Yeah, the difference between a land trust and a revocable living trust, in my opinion, is my clients, which are boomers and seniors, they like a land trust because it's a way to hold property, and secondly, it provides an estate and asset protection benefit. Whereas a revocable living trust is an estate planning tool to pass property on upon a disability or death. So a land trust and a revocable living trust really are two estate planning strategies that work together for the benefit of the client.
So you suggest to clients to have both?
Absolutely. And the reason why is because a husband and wife in Illinois should. So generally what you see with the husband and wife is they come in, they have a piece of property that's owned, they have it in their personal names, And that's not good for a couple of reasons. The first reason is because if either one of them has a lawsuit or liability issue, a lien can be placed against the property. Mm-hmm. But number two is if one of them decease, it doesn't provide an estate planning strategy. So the land trust is a way of having a contract, basically, where you have a beneficiary upon death, kind of like a life insurance contract, where upon one person's death, you have a named beneficiary. But the second benefit is if any of the spouses get sued and you set it up correctly, you have a big asset protection component. And in, with the boomer population and the seniors, that's becoming a very huge thing.
Lots of details. Like right. I said, the devil is in the details. And once again, I'm here with Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Their website is ctlandtrust.com. Their phone number 312-223-2195. And you've got something else, Dan. Daniel, what's that?
Yeah, as far as the difference between the living trust and the land trust, another major one is the cost, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And sometimes what we see are people being put into living trusts when they actually could have used a land trust. And the difference is that a living trust, you know, an attorney can charge you upwards of we see $3,000 to $5,000. I've seen even more in certain cases. A land trust is just a much more economical, less expensive vehicle. Chicago Title Land Trust Company, again, it's your institutional trustee, which is different than a private person trustee, which is what you'd have in a living trust. And in that sense, in some ways, in a living trust, you're at the mercy of your relative or your friend who you may trust, but we all know things change. The land trust, you got the professional institutional trustee, and the fees are much, much less at the outset. There is an annual fee for the Chicago Title Services, but it's much, much less than what you are going to pay under a living trust.
Now, for a land trust, can you add more than one property, or is it one trust for each property if you own more than one?
You can have more than one property in a trust. You can have 7 properties. You can have 10 properties. What we always caution our clients is, though, if there are lien issues or problems with respect to one of those properties, they can, so to speak, infect all the properties. So a lien against one of the properties, or if you have a problem, code violations with an investment property, something like that, those liens can spread to attach against the other properties. So it will depend on how you want to finance it and how you want to structure your liability protection. So the answer is yes. In some circumstances, you can have your home and your vacation home in a land trust. In some circumstances, you may not want to do that. If you get sued and somebody's trying to attach a lien against your property, then they'll attach a lien against both of those properties much easier if they're in one trust. So you can do it. There are some financing and some liability considerations that do need to be taken into account, though.
Can I add something?
I'll let you add something. Sean, you go right ahead.
Yeah. I mean, the way I explain it to a lot of my clients is it's kind of like a computer, and you have virus protection. So the purpose of... In some cases, you may have more than one property in a land trust, but most of the time, the goal is to keep them separate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a computer with virus. So the goal is not to have one property infect the other property with viruses. And so a lot of times, it's best to keep the two separate, but the issue generally boils down to cost. Generally, land trust, and from what I've seen, I know and maybe they can speak to this, but I know with the senior community, there's certain pricing that Chicago Title has that's advantageous. And so generally, you're looking at a cost of, I believe, from $75 to generally a couple hundred dollars or more, depending on whether it's owned personally by the couple or person or whether it's a commercial property.
So you do recommend somebody that has a living trust to have a separate land trust?
I do in almost every case, absolutely.
Even if it's after the fact, they already have a living trust, it's fine, they get a land trust.
Absolutely, because the number one problem that I hear is most people think that a living trust provides them a level of asset protection. So what I see a lot of litigation that occurs from credit cards, from Medicaid, from nursing home, and the number one question that people say is, I thought if I had my property in a revocable living trust, I was protected from creditors' concerns. That's not true. The purpose, or one of the purposes of the land trust, is to provide an asset protection component that a living trust doesn't provide.
Interesting. Boy, I bet you guys see a lot of different scenarios with all the clients and with Chicago Title Land Trust Company being over 100 years old.
Oh, absolutely. And the stories, quite frankly, can be sad stories.
No, I mean,
we see people whose intent was to leave their property to a certain relative, a son, a daughter. And if it goes through probate, quite possibly, you have claims against it. You have fighting relatives. It is can be a very difficult situation.
Yeah, you gotta get the details in a row. Absolutely. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company at 312-223-2195. Ask for David or Daniel. And this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here on AM 560. We've got so much more to learn about land trust today. That's right. You don't want to change that dial. All four of us will be right back.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program.
We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
Meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, low-fat.
Whether you're wanting to lose weight, have heart disease, or diabetes,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call now, 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at ChooseCherries.com or AgingInfoRadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about land trust today. I am with Daniel Halperin, David Lanciotti, and Sean Robertson. And David and Daniel represent Chicago Title Land Trust Company. And boy, is there a lot to learn about land trust, but I'd like to talk about probate. And why or how to avoid it?
Well, yeah, I think one of the first questions is what is probate and why do you want to avoid it? And probate really is the court process when somebody dies, the court overseen process where property is distributed upon the death of a decedent. And that is a public process. It is a court process. And believe it or not, one of the most common misconceptions is I have a will, so I don't have to go through probate. And the fact is, you do have to go through a will, probate with a will. A will has to be admitted to probate. So many attorneys are going to the trust, in particular the land trust, when the real estate is what needs to be avoided from probate. So it is a growing area. Probate should be avoided because it's costly. It's a court process. You have to get an attorney. You're at $5,000 before you even spend one court appearance and have 30 days of this court case. So it can be expensive, it can be time-consuming, and it can cause relatives to fight over your assets. You don't want to be
no
there.
Just no fun.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Let me also add this, too, because the other issue nobody really thinks about, which is probably worse, which is another form of probate, is if somebody has Alzheimer's or dementia. If you own a piece of property and you don't have a power of attorney for property or health care, then there's a probate proceeding called guardianship. And so I would argue that guardianship is generally probably worse than the general probate upon death.
Well, usually the guardianships are contested. Who's going to have control over that? The person who is incompetent has not said who they want to have control over their property. So that gets very expensive. As soon as there's a contested court case, of course it's going to get expensive. As soon as you put the assets out there in the probate court, you know, that gives somebody a forum to challenge that, whether it's creditors, whether it's relatives.
So at all costs, you want to avoid a probate. You can do that by calling Chicago Title Land Trust Company at 312-223-2195. You can also get in touch with Sean Robertson, the attorney that's in the room with us. Sean's number is 312-498-6080. But people really do. It would be, life would be a lot simpler if you do not have to go through probate.
Absolutely, and you could save a lot of money as well.
And time and aggravation and stress and everything that comes with
and
that.
And I will say this, too. A lot of people think about money when it comes to probate, but the bigger concern is what legacy would you want to leave as a parent or a grandparent? And generally, the legacy you don't want to leave is being the person that led to the destruction of the family.
Yes. Yeah.
There truly is an emotional toll as well as a financial toll. Yes.
Yeah, that's where I said everything else that comes with it. Now, the beneficiaries, you know, a lot of gray area can happen here.
What
do you see?
Absolutely. And that's the key to avoiding probate is you have to name what's called a contingent beneficiary, a person to whom the property will pass upon your death. When you name that person, then that property in the trust passes outside the probate process to that person. No court. In probate court, there is a 6-month period where you can't do anything with the property and creditors can file claims against the estate. When the property is in trust, you don't have that 6-month claim period. If your heir needs money, they can sell the property the next week. That isn't the case in probate court. So again, it's not just financial, it's time, it's emotional toll, it's a lot of different components.
I find this so interesting because living trusts are everywhere. You need a living trust, and you don't hear that you need a land trust. You just don't hear it.
Well, I have a personal take on this, and I believe that some attorneys sell the living trust because they make a greater fee on these things, quite frankly. And they can charge $3,500, $4,000 for a living trust. There are people out there, and our customer profile tends to be elderly people who own their own house. Their biggest other asset comes through a retirement account. Now, these are accounts. The retirement accounts can have a beneficiary designation. The house can be put in a land trust, and you can have a nice, relatively inexpensive probate avoidance package just with the land trust and the beneficiary designations. I believe some attorneys, quite frankly, regardless of situation, will advise the living trust because they make more money on it. They have a systematic practice where they can turn these things out. And I think that's just the fact of the matter. And a lot of clients where their real estate is their biggest asset and their retirement accounts, they can have beneficiary designations, are well suited to the land trust. And Chicago Title does have discount pricing for senior citizens on their land trust. The way land trusts are priced, it is a $75 acceptance fee for the trust to be open, $75 annual fee. You're going to have an attorney structure it. There may be a few hundred dollars on the attorney fee as well. A good attorney like Sean will also give you powers of attorney along with the land trust and suggest possibly a living trust if you need that as well.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you see, Sean? I was just going to you.
Yeah, I mean, number one, I can't remember the last time I've charged $3,500 for a revocable living trust. Generally, the market that I see, the cost is between $1,000 to $1,500 for legal fees. And I guess I personally love I love a living trust. And for a couple of reasons, the number one concern of seniors that I work with is their kids getting their money. They don't want their in-laws to get their money. And with the revocable living trust, you can give your money to your kids or your kid without divorce concerns. The second concern, especially over the last 5 years, there's been a lot of foreclosures. There's been a lot of credit crisis. Mm-hmm. So the other concern that a lot of seniors have is they want to give their money to their kids and not their creditors. So there's a lot of benefits that the land trust coupled with the living trust offer that aren't available with the will, quite frankly.
And what do you see, Daniel?
Well, one thing I see is just the ease of use when people turn to the land trust. I mean, we have people that come in and they have three children, and for whatever reason, at this point, child number three, they say, well, I want my first two children to get my house, but right now, child number three, I don't want them to have an interest in it. How do I do that? And the answer is through a very simple clause that designates who the contingent beneficiary is. And the nice part of it is if in a year things hopefully improve and they show up and they say, you know, things are much better with my third child, I want to put him back in, it's a very simple process on our side. It's actually just one form that they can come in and execute and sign and be done with it. And it's very flexible in that way. So that's another one of the benefits that we see all the time.
Interesting.
Can I add this point? Because that's a very good point that Dan brought up. One of the biggest issues I see with seniors is generally, let's say there's three adult children. And almost every family has a situation where their one child lives at home. And truth of the matter is, probably the parent or the widow has been kind of favoring that child. They really haven't been paying their fair share. So one of the questions that comes up, and this is one of the benefits of coupling the living trust with the land trust, is the number one question is, okay, should the house be sold? What is the process if maybe two of the kids want to sell the home, but the problem, the conflict occurs, is generally the child that's staying in the home is going to want to stay there. But the problem is the other kids aren't going to want to, I'm going to say, enable that child, for lack of a better term, because they're going to have to pay the bills. And so a lot of times the land trust, when you come talk to an estate planning attorney, can structure that situation. And the way you do it is you ask the parent or the parents. They know their kids. And if you couple this with the land trust, you solve a problem that would occur if the parent did nothing or even had a will, but they just didn't think about it.
Yeah, it's so interesting how many people do not know this about land trusts. I just find that absolutely right on the forefront. And that's why I'm here with Daniel and David and Sean with Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Their number is 312-223-2195. You want to stay right here on AM 560 on Aging Info Radio. We are going to find out what happens when someone either divorces or they pass on, you know, how all this changes and do they need to go in and what they need to do and to change the actual land trust and possibly even the living trust, right, Sean?
Absolutely.
All right, well, stay right here on AM 560. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to agingradio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Blessed.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, make someone happy this year and start with yourself. Well, I am here with my guest from Chicago Title Land Trust Company, and we are talking about the value of having a land trust and also a living will trust, which they're both very important, but the benefits of having a land trust and what happens when a beneficiary or something happens in life where the beneficiary should change or someone divorces or passes on. How does all this change then? What do they do?
Well, I'll tell you, big changes in life should always trigger a look at your estate plan, your financial picture. So again, big changes in your life, that should trigger, hey, am I all right? Am I where I need to be? Do I need to contact anybody? And often what we see is, yes, if there's a death in the family, we should be contacted. Hey, how is my property going to pass now in view of this? And you talk to the expert. I would say start with your attorney always. The attorney who drafted the initial documents, when you have a big change in your life, the first thing you want to do is go back to somebody like Sean and say, hey, I had you draft a living trust for me. I had you draft a land trust for me. Here's what happened. I got divorced. My son, who I named as an heir, died. And then they can give you a step-by-step, here is what you'll need to do. Here, you'll need to go to Chicago Title. You'll need to get this form. You'll need to make that change on that. You'll need to redraft this position. But I think the starting point is always going to be go back to your attorney, and that should always be triggered by a big event in your life like a death or a divorce.
Now, yeah. Daniel, I have a question. What if a child is on the deed?
Sure. Thank you very much for asking that because it's so important. A lot of the times what we see are people that kind of resort to a do-it-yourself or self-help tactic, and they feel that they can get around probate by just going ahead and putting their child on the deed. And there's two major reasons why this is a terrible idea. The first one is it could expose your child to liability for gift tax, and no one needs that issue. The second one, equally if not more important, is that it exposes the property to your child's creditors, because that property becomes an asset of your child. So if you go ahead and do that and your child happens to have $30,000 in credit card debt from all the bumps and bruises that everyone had over the last 5 years, now your property can be exposed to that. So for that reason, we think it's a terrible idea and do not recommend doing that.
Interesting. I could see that. And Sean, anything there?
Yeah, I would say the big reason is, you know, I used to be in the Nationwide Asset Protection Council for seniors throughout the country. And one of the big concerns when I talked to the boomers and seniors was, you know, I put my child on my property and my child has a business dispute. They have a credit card issue. And the problem is it exposes the boomer or the senior to insecurity that they may lose their home or have to deal with the creditor issue. And so that's an issue that you don't want to do. But the second thing is when a big life event occurs, I mean, you have a lot of boomers and seniors now that are widows or have gone through a divorce and aren't getting remarried, or maybe they have kids from a different marriage. So you really need to be careful with developing an estate plan that deals with those issues, because one of the concerns I get, people always call me. I've got one case right now, actually, where the mother died and a boyfriend was living at the home. Number one, for the boyfriend's standpoint, does he have to move or she have to move? And from the kid's standpoint, they think the boyfriend or the fiance or whoever it is, the partner, took their parents' money. Mm-hmm. And so these are concerns that very much come up, particularly with blended families, because families are very different now than what they used to be.
Well, let's go back to, I mean, the senior citizens today, they're not only living longer, right, they're very aware of, you know, knowledge. But then again, the boomers are exposed to it continuously, right, on the internet. And we, so, you know, we start to, we probably learn a little quicker. But for the senior citizens, I mean, the privacy issue is huge because so many of them are vulnerable to scams.
Absolutely. And it's really prevalent. I mean, let's say you're 50, 55 years old, and all of a sudden you start dating now. And one of the first things somebody does when they date is they do a Google search. And a Google search shows that you own this piece of property or you own this. All of a sudden, you've got to be worried about a scam. And number two, you've got to be concerned for a lot of different reasons over that issue. So that's a privacy issue, like Chicago Title saying, and it's a very legitimate and real situation.
Oh, I think this is huge. I think it's bigger than just, I mean, to know that you're not on the public record of owning, that speaks loudly.
It is, Sue, and it's the increase in business that we've seen just along these lines over the past several years. We've related it, attributed it directly to the internet and all this information that's out there, and that people don't want this information out there.
Not at all. Well, stay right here on AM 560 on Aging Info Radio. We have more to come with Chicago Title Land Trust Company right here, and we're going to find out what they do when we get back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Erin and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you, 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Chicago Title Land Trust Company today. And do you have a land trust? If you don't, you need to call them at 312-223-2195. There is so many reasons why. I've learned so much today and more to come on right now with these guys. But the privacy issue is huge. You can basically Google anybody's name and find out so much about, you know, what they own or if they're in business, which a lot of people are in business for themselves today. And so let's talk a little bit more about the privacy issue. Daniel, what do you see here?
Well, right now, what we see is a natural organic growth in our line of business that's really being driven by the internet and the amount of disclosure that's on there. And a land trust is one way to help claw back some of that privacy that we're all being deprived of on a daily basis. And the way it works very simply is instead of you technically owning your home, the land trust holds the title to your house. So at the county recorder's office, your name, if you do it properly, will not appear. The deed is going to list Chicago Title Land Trust 12345 as the owner. If there's a mortgage, that will also be listed as the owner. And that way, when someone Googles you, a lot of these sites are pulling their information and data out of the county recorder's office, either directly or indirectly, and your property is going to come up being owned by Chicago Title Land Trust 12345 instead of, for example, Mr. John Smith or Miss Jane Smith. Why do people want this privacy? I think there's three overarching reasons. There's probably more that we can talk about as well, but three large ones. Physical safety. If someone can find you in a 10-second Google search, they can be at your house 2 minutes later. A lot of people simply do not like that. Financial security. We touched on that earlier. There's data brokers out there. Anyone can go ahead and buy a list of 10,000 names, and it can have name, age, who your lender is, and what the loan balance is on your home. That type of information is extremely dangerous, falling in the wrong hands. And then certain people are just sick and tired of having all this private information being disclosed on the internet for just people that are snooping or simply busybodies. So those are three large reasons why this privacy thing is so important right now. And I will say there's two large pitfalls, and David has a great story on one of them. One is you have to close directly into the land trust. A decent person that's searching and kind of knows what they're doing can connect the dots and see that, well, if John Smith owned the property on January 1st, 2014, and then a month later it went into this land trust, they can connect the dots and see who the owner is. The other thing that we can get into if someone's interested is you must protect your property tax information. And if someone wants to learn about that, they can simply call us or Sean, but that's another key issue. And David, I think, has a story about the property tax info as well and how that can literally ruin your privacy.
Well, and before I get into that story, Sue, I mean, just one word on the privacy aspect that you had brought up is, you know, seniors who are, first of all, we're shocked that so many people don't know that when they buy a property after that closing, that deed's recorded and the information is public record, your ownership information. The land trust simply is a way to keep that ownership information private. And it is an option that everybody should know about to keep it private. As far as Dan was saying, is keeping things private. Yes, you put the property in a land trust. You also have to make sure that the taxpayer information on the public records, that your real estate tax bills are not in your name as well. We have had a multi-million-dollar purchase of a property on the North Shore. They put it in a land trust. It came up. They forgot to change the tax records. The tax bills were going to a company that was related to this owner of the property. Somebody Googled it, found out within a week who the owner of the property was. So you got to be careful with this stuff. In this day and age, privacy matters. it matters a lot. There's identity theft. We have seen a ring of mortgage fraud scams over the last several years. This is a way to protect yourself from that. You can never truly, absolutely protect yourself from that, but it's about maintaining what information is out there about you. Everybody now who uses the internet has an internet profile. You want to use Facebook. You want to use LinkedIn. But you don't necessarily want your neighbors to know that you just bought a $500,000 property for cash. So it's about an internet sort of profile maintenance strategy. And that's important.
So if I called you, I called 312-223-2195 and asked for Daniel or David, what happens then?
Well, typically we'll talk to you about your situation. Everyone is in a different circumstance. A lot of the time, we do prefer if you work with an attorney. That's why we're here today with Sean Robertson, and he can talk in a second as well. But what would happen if you call me is I'll take down all your information. We'll go over a few very basic questions. Where is the property located? Who would you like to be your contingent beneficiary? Is there a mortgage on it? And a few other things. And ultimately, it's a very simple process. The land trust agreement itself, if everything goes smoothly, can be set up in just, you know, a few days' time. It doesn't have to be a time-consuming, complex situation at all, which a lot of people, I think, have that stereotype in their minds that, oh, this is so complicated, and they get overwhelmed. Just call us. You'll have a quick consultation with us. We may refer you to Sean, our attorney that we're working with here, and we'll get this going pretty quickly for you.
So it's easier than people believe. And once again, Chicago Title Land Trust Company's phone number is 312-223-2195. I mean, that's really what stops a lot of people. They think, oh, this is just too much. It's a lot of time-consuming things. They need a lot of information, and people procrastinate. Do not procrastinate. You want to call Chicago Title Land Trust Company and get a land trust. This information, especially the privacy part, is so valuable. Absolutely. Well, when we get back here, I want to hear your words of wisdom for the day right here on Aging Info Radio. You're listening to AM 560, and don't change that dial. We will be right back.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Chicago Title Land Trust Company with David, Daniel, and Sean, and we have learned a whole lot about land trust today. You absolutely want to call them. Their phone number is 312-223-2195. David, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Two words, Sue. Plan ahead. Plan
absolutely.
Ahead. That applies to estate planning, but it also applies to the privacy benefits of the land trust, the lien protection benefits. You never know when you have somebody sue you. Look, anybody can sue you at any time. So plan ahead. That applies to estate planning, to your privacy, and to your protection of your assets.
I agree.
Okay.
And Daniel.
Sure. In this day and age, with the power of the internet, you never know if someone's performing an asset search on you, or if someone is snooping on you, or God forbid, if someone has bad intentions for you until, unfortunately, it's too late. So my words of wisdom are protect your privacy, protect your home, and protect your family.
Thank you.
Yeah, my words of wisdom is the asset protection component that I always explain to people. A lot of times the question is estate planning more important or asset protection? And the way I explain it to most people is, if you ask most people, the asset protection component is the most important. And the reason why is because it deals with you living now. And with a lot of boomers and seniors, you have a spouse that maybe has their own business, and that creates creditor issues. I've had a lot of spouses that own businesses that get sued, and then they get a judgment against them. And the number one concern is generally the wife. I hate to say that, but it's generally the wife is very concerned about whether they're going to be able to stay in that home anymore. And so you can't put a monetary, the home is a comfort zone. And so that's why I tell people, you know, act on this. It's important.
It is very important. Well, I want to thank all three of you today. You've taught me a whole lot. And once again, Chicago Title Land Trust Company can be contacted at 312-223-2195. Their website is ctlandtrust.com. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Sweetie, a four-month-old retriever puppy. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the paws logo, and check out Sweetie, or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. Do that right now. And, of course, Sweetie is waiting with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy May. That's my dog, Daisy May. She's right here. And if there's a topic for a show that you'd like to hear about on Aging Info Radio, email us at info@aginginforadio.com. And if you've missed any of our show today, it will be up on podcast on our website. And once again, that's aginginforadio.com. Make sure you check out all of our expert partners. And Chicago Title Land Trust Company also does have a page up there. So make sure that you check them out.
And Sue, if I could say, just visit us on our Facebook page and LinkedIn pages if you have the opportunity as well.
Absolutely. So your Facebook page is Chicago Title Land Trust
That's
Company.
Correct.
Yes. Make sure you hit that like button. And thank you again, David, Daniel, and Sean, and Debbie, my awesome programmer here, and AM50, and of course all my expert partners who support Aging Info Radio. Sue Zawacki, your host, and I will be back next Sunday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Ooh, an email from Stan. His attachments are always good. What the... Oh, no. I think I just took out the server. Sharon, get Steve Areno on the phone. Steve, yeah, I was reading my email, and I may have opened something that I shouldn't have. I may have lost all the company.